U.S. intelligence officials now say they've identified the masked man seen on video beheading American businessman Nicholas Berg in Iraq. Officials say a technical analysis identified Abu Musab Zarqawi, a Jordanian man who's seen as an ally of Osama bin Laden. To learn more about Zarqawi, we've called Bruce Hoffman, who's a terrorism specialist at the RAND Corporation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So U.S. officials are pointing a finger at a man who's suspected of many terrorist attacks in Iraq.
Yes, he's been linked to attacks as far back as last August's suicide bomb attack on the United Nations, on the Jordanian embassy, and then a string of incidents since then.
Although a lot of analysts have pointed out that he seems to be an awfully convenient suspect for the United States because he's a foreigner and it allows Americans to blame some of the violence on Iraq on foreigners and not on Iraqis. How strong is the evidence against him?
Well, terrorism, the nature of terrorism is that it's rare that you find a smoking gun with a specific individual's fingerprints all over it. But I think a lot of Zarqawi's prominence is predicated on his own showmanship and his own efforts to emerge as a uniting figure amongst the various factions fighting in Iraq. So he himself is cultivating an image as the leading opponent of the United States in that country.
When you say showmanship, what do you mean?
Well, precisely the execution of Nicholas Berg the other day. Zarqawi has a flair for engaging in terrorist operations, at least that he claims credit for, that on the one hand are spectacular suicide attacks, not just in Iraq, but also in Turkey and other places, but then engaging in a very visible and a very heinous type of incident, like himself claiming to have personally severed Nicholas Berg's head.
What do you think Zarqawi's motivations are?
Someone who I think has an organization that's very much in parallel with al-Qaeda. So in other words, he's not of al-Qaeda, but he's certainly with it. He trained in al-Qaeda camps during the 1990s, but he always built his own separate organization, and I believe he's trying to emulate bin Laden.
Trying to emulate bin Laden in Iraq? Make Iraq another Afghanistan?
Yes, precisely. I think this was very much the nature of the so-called Zarqawi letter that was intercepted by U.S. authorities back in February, where he appealed to bin Laden for support. If you read that letter, he comes across less as a supplicant and more, in essence, as an equal, as someone saying, I'm trying to replicate in Iraq what you, bin Laden, achieved in Afghanistan. Wouldn't you help me? Wouldn't you assist me? But I think it should be clear, Zarqawi has his own sources of recruits and finance. He was appealing to bin Laden more in a force-multiplying mode.
Force-multiplying mode?
Receive money and aid from bin Laden and thus further strengthen an existing terrorist organization that's already proven a formidable opponent to the United States, the coalition.
Yeah. Why do you think Zarqawi has been so hard to find? There's a $10 million reward for his head.
Well, we're talking about a country that's roughly the size of Pennsylvania. He has a network that was built there, I believe, even before perhaps the invasion, and he's a very clever and I think a very effective opponent, unfortunately.
Well, Bruce Hoffman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism specialist and a vice president of the RAND Corporation.